Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I have had enough!
Enough is enough!
Enough!
Oh, it's our weekly gripe session, the time to get it off your chest. What is driving you nuts? What have you had enough of? At 651-461-9226. Lots of texts coming in. But I want to get started with Marcia. Marcia in St. Paul called in at 651-461-9226. Marcia, you get to kick it off. What have you had enough of?
Well, hi, Jason. Good afternoon. I have had enough of the commercials that advertise products to boost your self-esteem. Ooh. My hair is thinning to the point that I will one day be bald. I have bags under my eyes, and my muscles are smaller, but I can still get around. And I have not lost one iota of my self-confidence. Mm. Self-confidence comes from inside you, from the way you live your life and how many people you help every day, not from what you think other people think of how you look.
Oh, Dan's clapping. Dan's clapping.
Excellent. Excellent.
So I generally agree with you. And I think for many people, self-confidence does get a boost when you kind of feel better about yourself. And sometimes it is those sort of external things. Not for everybody. I do feel what you're saying, though, about this sort of the media pressure that, like, you have to care about those things, because you don't. You certainly don't, right?
Yeah, I just, when I see the commercials and then the commentary by somebody who's used a product, and it's, I feel so much more confident about myself. I immediately think every time, is that all it takes?
Yeah, it is.
What do you like inside?
Well, we're all motivated. So my friend John Tower, who's a sociologist, talks about external and internal, kind of the extrinsic motivation.
Yep.
And so I do think, like, it's sort of a you think about, like, the scales of justice, right? Some of us are a little weighted too far on the extrinsic motivators and not enough on the internal things like you're talking about. Yeah. Maybe self-confidence is the wrong word.
I used to be more that way as well, but now that I've gotten a little bit older, maybe it just has to do with life experience.
A little wisdom. Yeah. Very good. Excellent enough, Marcia. Thank you. That was a good start. Thoughtful and also a little petty. That's what we are all about on this show. 651-461-9226. Now, before the break, I read a text from someone complaining about pickup trucks. And the texter gave the assertion that it was 95% white males driving pickup trucks, which is likely false. It's likely not 95%, but, like, you could see 95% from what the right number is. Texter responds, oh, so you'll read on air a text from somebody complaining about big pickup trucks that are always driven by white men. Okay, read this on air. And I'll just stop right there. That's not how this works. Like, you don't get to, like, you're a hypocrite. But this texter says, I'm tired of hearing the super loud bass that people install in their car that you can hear from 8 blocks away. And it's usually, now then you can fill in whatever you want there.
White people just can't get a break, Jason.
Can't. Look, there are certain categories that I think you're allowed to make fun of. White people, balding guys, old white balding guys.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Am I wearing a Target? I didn't notice anything.
And, like, this is my controversial opinion as to who you're still allowed to make fun of, but I believe Polish jokes are still acceptable. That's the one. You can write that down. If you have a book of, like, which types of offensive jokes are allowed, I believe that the Polack jokes are still okay. And I don't know. My wife tells me that that's false. But I'm sure the Minnesota Polack community can respond to tell me I'm wrong. Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Jeff, you always have a solid enough. What do you got?
I have had enough of old farts and their stupid little Kias cutting you off to get into a parking stall.
Wait a minute. Did I cut you off the other day?
You're not an old fart yet.
Okay. Did you get cut off in the parking lot?
Yeah. So today I'm at, this happens all the time. I'm at Walmart.
Yeah.
I'm driving the right way down the correct lane. And way down in the end, I see a handicap stall. The last one, it's the nearest the door. And I said, oh, this baby's mine. And along the way, I paused for a moment because a woman on my right was backing away from her hatchback and stuck her big butt out in front of my truck. I didn't want to scare her. Mm-hmm. While I paused, here comes a Kia with an old geezer in it from an intersecting lane, took a right into my lane, cut a U-turn, and took my spot.
Now, I'm guessing this guy did not get his Kia from Luther Kia of Bloomington, where the customers...
No, that's not now.
All right.
There should be a geriatric jail for those people. Where you throw them in the clink, turn down the heat, and for 1 week you give them bread, water, and Geritol, and that's it.
What is the age cutoff, you think, where you should be sent to the geriatric jail?
Anybody older than me.
Okay. Correct. Thank you, Jeff. Very good. Textures. Laying it on. I love it. Keep it coming at 651-461-9226. What have you had enough of? Dan and I will share ours coming up, too. Stick around right here on Drive Time. Twins baseball on the air. Pregame at 6 o'clock. Twins at home against the Guardians here on CCO.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
All right, lots of great enough text. Dan, do you have an enough you would like to let rip?
I've had enough of Twins players getting hurt.
We had another one today, right?
Another one. Marco Raya, bullpen pitcher, young kid that had made his major league debut just not that long ago. Now he's on the disabled list, the injured list. But it really just stinks for Byron Buxton. I mean, it's the right call for sure. Get him treatment, get him rest, get him healthy for the second half run. But to man, I mean, finally to be elected to start the All-Star game and now he can't play, that just stinks. I've had enough of it.
Texters say, I've had enough of seeing young people, young women specifically, texting on their phone. Not sure there's a gender divide there, in my view.
It's more of an age divide than a gender divide, I think.
I will say this. Today on the elevator in my apartment building, I'm on the 12th floor. The people who got on before me could have, the highest floor they could be on would be 18.
Okay.
They, at 12, both exited the elevator, and I waited. They were both looking at their phone. I got in. They both got back in.
Got off on the wrong floor?
They were trying to go to the basement level.
Oh.
So that's how little attention they were paying?
Yeah.
And then once they got back in, I was like, you're a long way from B. They're like, yeah, I guess we weren't on here very long.
A little engrossed in the phone. That's annoying. I totally get that. It's the people driving around that really.
The texters.
It just drives me crazy.
I'm just surprised like how bad people are at it. Like you see the people holding the phone up to their eye.
They just don't care. And it's so blinking dangerous.
Make an effort.
You're missing so much of the road when you're doing that. It's like, oh, I just, you know.
Not good.
When you get in your crash, please don't take anybody else with you. That's all I'm worried about at that
point. I had somebody almost slam into me on the highway today, just weaving all over the place.
Yep.
I've had enough of people who use the word like constantly in their sentences when it's not appropriate, such as, it is really, you know, like humid out today. I do feel like has made a comeback.
As a verbal crutch, it is one of the top ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I've had enough of people calling each other dude. Of course, it's a fad we must all blindly follow, but every person has an actual name.
Bruh. Cool out, bruh.
We don't need to speak like pot-smoking surfers.
Seems a little stereotypical.
I don't mind, dude, bruh.
I don't either.
Man.
There's actually...
Come on, man.
There's an old John Wayne film, Rio Bravo. It's John Wayne, Dean Martin's in it, and, oh gosh, who's the singer? Angie Dickinson's in it. Ricky Nelson is in there, too.
Ricky Nelson. Yes. This is a 1959 Western.
And it's a classic John Wayne Western film, right?
Yeah.
Dean Martin's character in that film is named Dude. So about half a dozen times you get to see John Wayne saunter into a room and say, good morning, dude. And it's the funniest dang thing you've ever seen in your life. I howl out. I love that movie just to see that.
Texters say, I've had enough of Doug and Emu. I've had enough of Angie Craig ads. I've had enough of tinted windows that are straight black. Yeah.
I've kind of had enough of the attacking about who's getting what money from where. I don't think people really care about that at this point.
I know. I said that maybe on social media, and boy, did the people come for me. Like, well, you're just carrying water for Angie Craig.
Well, that's, yeah.
Like, well.
The lefties that are going to support Peggy no matter what, that's what they're trying to harp on.
My view on the dirty money is that if you believe that any particular politician can be bought and paid for on the major issues that are being talked about in this race, you believe it's not their own issues, then you should not vote for them. And so litigating the money stuff on and on and on doesn't really matter. You don't believe that that person has genuine views. You believe that they are so corrupt that they can be paid for. Then you should absolutely not vote for them. I personally, when I look at Angie Craig and Peggy Flanagan, you can disagree with their politics, but I do not view either of those people as being potentially bought and paid for. So I just sort of reject this idea with those two.
I'm with you on that one. What it's done now is, can you tell me one substantive issue difference between the two of them? Because all they talk about is money.
I've had enough of people who yell at nurses on the phone. Oh, who's yelling at nurses? I've never had enough of Continental Diamond. Time check is 5:57. Let's get another Twins win tonight.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.